This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi, and it's available for SkyMiles members. Being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Listen, over the last weekend, I went to a family reunion, and unfortunately, that fell on that particular time of the month that all of the women know what I'm talking about. So I had an attitude. I wanted to eat everything, and I was in the South, which means I wanted to eat everything that was terrible for me. And overall, I just wasn't feeling it. I had a great time, just wasn't feeling like myself. Now it's easier to manage PMS with estro control. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLESSED for 15% off today. This episode is brought to you by The Society with Tatum and Kavaya. The Society is an elite membership community for entrepreneurs who are looking to grow their faith and their business alongside a community of women who understand their journey. Our signature faith framework, which stands for fasting, acts of obedience, introspection, trusting God and His Word, is the foundation and the backbone of the Society. Within a society, you get daily devotionals sent straight to your inbox to enhance your study time. You get to interact with group members via our online forum. You get a live weekly prayer call with us, as well as bi-weekly sessions where we cover things from spiritual and personal development sessions and even business-based masterclasses that allow you to grow with your entrepreneurial goals. Try us out for free for 2 weeks and start your trial at blessedandbossedup.com/community. You'll be able to see testimonials from other members. You'll be able to test us out, see past classes. You get access to every class that we've ever done over the last few years. So it's a no-risk opportunity to try us out. Go to blessedandbossedup.com/community to start your free trial today. Again, that's blessedandbossedup.com/community. Let's start the show. Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is our bite-sized midweek content that we have come out Wednesdays or Thursdays in addition to our normal episode. Make sure that you guys are subscribed, that you rate the show, and let us know what you think. Also, please follow us at Blessed and Bossed Up on Instagram, and you can follow me at Tatum Tamia. All right, so for this episode, I want to answer a question that I got on my Instagram. I posted in my stories earlier this week about some content or some questions that people had so that I can cover it either via Instagram or YouTube or here on the podcast. And I want to answer this question in particular because I believe that this is a space that a lot of people find themselves in when you're trying to make things happen and build the life that you dream of. And so this question says, what do you do when every door keeps closing on you and you feel miserable, stuck and miserable? And so I'm going to just go ahead and answer this right now. If you're in this place where you feel like doors are being closed and you feel like you're stuck and you're not seeing any traction, this is what I want you to do. Very simple. I'm not going to get too deep, but I need for you to get up, get your tools, and build your own door, period. Do not wait for somebody else to give you an opportunity to do what God has called you to do what it is that you want to do, and to build what it is that you want to build. Who said that somebody else had to give you an opportunity to do something? Build your own platform. Build your own whatever, insert whatever it is that you're looking to do here. Build it yourself. I know when I was trying to build a brand online, I wasn't waiting for nobody to post me or post my stuff or going live with everybody else. This podcast was built from the ground up, right? I wasn't pitching myself to other podcasts or trying to get somebody else to give me an opportunity to get my voice out there or to give me an opportunity to market myself. I created my own. I created this podcast in the conference room of my aunt's apartment building with a $40 mic, me and my co-host, and we made it happen. I watched YouTube tutorials on how to edit a show. I called some friends I knew that were techie. I'm like, yo, what the heck is a RSS feed? Because Apple was talking about that. And I don't know what that is. When I look it up, the words are too complicated. Explain to me simply what an RSS feed is. And they told me. I'm like, okay, cool. So where do I go? I had one friend who started a podcast, and that podcast isn't even out anymore. But I'm like, look, they got one step farther than I did. So I'm like, hey, what did you do to get approved on iTunes? And they told me. I'm like, all right, cool. So let me find somebody to do this icon, this podcast icon. I have a friend who's really good at graphic design, called him up. I'm like, hey, I need a podcast icon. I say, hey, I need a website. And I utilized what I had. Why wait for somebody else to give you something? Build it. I utilized what I had. I cut the microphone on and I started talking. Even earlier on, we didn't have, like when I teach about podcasting now, I teach about the importance of show development and things of that nature. I didn't do that at first. And so I had to pivot and do all of those things later. But initially, we were trying to find, myself and my co-host, we're trying to find our flow and find our voice and find what our perspective was going to be. So in the beginning, our podcast sounded like other podcasts and we were trying to figure out what was what. But then once I switched everything over and started doing it by myself and got more in alignment with God and was very clear about what my messaging was going to be, that changed. But nobody gave me anything. And so if you feel stuck and miserable, it's going to be up to you if you stay that way. What are you going to do to solve the problem at hand? It's not up to anybody else to give you an opportunity so that you can get out of that stuck and miserable state. It's up to you to look at what you have and create based off of. And a good example of this or an analogy, my husband always tells me, like, Tatum, why do you keep buying food and we ain't finished the food that we got in here? I'm like, it's nothing in the house to eat. He's like, there's plenty to eat. You just need to look at what you got and create a recipe or create a meal out of it. And so that's his specialty. I ain't doing all that. I'm not pulling out. That's just not me. I'm sorry. But he'll go in the fridge. He'll be like, all right, we got a little bit of this. We got a little bit of that. So let me put all of this together into a meal. And shout out to BJ. It be coming out good. But that's not my expertise. But he's using the ingredients that he has in order to create a meal. He's not waiting for somebody else to bring something different to the table, something different to the fridge. He's going to open it up and use what he has to get what he's looking for, which is a meal. So the same thing for you. What do you have? We live in such a digital age. There are so many ways that you can create things from yourself. One person that really inspires me is Issa Rae. And so she just signed this huge multi-year deal with whoever owns HBO and them. I think it's Warner Brothers, but she just signed this huge multi-year deal. She has this huge show, Insecure, that has been dominating in our demographic for a while. And she started with a YouTube series called Awkward Black Girl. She used what she had to create something special, to create what she wanted to create. And then based off of her being able to do that, was able to get the resources to do it better. And when she did it better, she did it well that way and was able to get more resources to do more. So start with what you have.
when it came to, like, as I'm writing my second book, when I wrote my first book, I used what I had. I had my own laptop. I had an editor I found online, and they edited the book and I put it out. I didn't wait for somebody to give me a book deal to put out a book. I have a book deal now. But now I've been there, done that. But now I can use the better resources that I have to create something that's at another level than what I created before. And when I get another book deal after that, if I choose to take it, then I'll create something better than what this next book is going to be. But you cannot wait for somebody else to give you an opportunity. You being stuck and miserable is a result of your inaction towards your problem. And I don't know if y'all thought I was going to give you a real spiritual answer. That's not where I'm at with this. You have to use what you have. Since this is a faith-based podcast, I will throw a scripture in there for y'all to be like, oh, Tatum, da da da. Okay, cool. Check this out. When the woman, I don't remember where this is, but there was a woman in the Bible who had a debt. And she went to, her husband died and it was up to her to pay the debt. And so God told her to get the vessels that she had in the house, and she had vessels and she had oil. And so she was able to sell those things in order to pay off her debt. So she used what she had. God didn't send her anything extra. She used what she had and he blessed it. So I'm telling you that you need to use what you have and God will bless it. Simple as that. So I'm going to stop this right here for this bonus episode. And again, if any of you guys are in that space where you feel like you're stuck, you're waiting for somebody to open a door for you, build your door, build the table. One thing, and just even from a business perspective or a branding or a platform perspective, when you have a platform, you're going to have the profit. When you have people, you will make money. Simple as that. And it's great when to start your platform early where you don't necessarily have anything to sell, where you're not trying to monetize it yet, because you can just take your time and give value to your audience. Once you have the people, you will have a profit. All like advertisers and these corporations, they're looking for people to get in front of. And if you're someone who has accumulated a significant amount of people, you can make money off of that. You can make money via somebody else paying for to be placed in front of those people, or by you providing something of value or solving a problem for your audience yourself, or both. So again, build your door. Build your table. Nobody else got to sit at that table. You sit there. It's your table. Use what you have to create the opportunity for yourself. That's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to another bonus episode. Again, rate the show, subscribe, all of that good stuff. Follow us on Instagram at Blessed and Bossed Up. Follow me at Tatum Tamia, and I will see you guys in the next episode.